American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 235. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo H. Frank, 203. A while ago, she came into my office and I wanted to be with the little girl, but she refused me. I struck her, I guess too hard, and she fell and hit her head against something. I don't know how badly she got hurt. Of course, you know I ain't built like other men. I have seen him with women lying on the table in the factory room and in his office with women with their clothes up. He asked me to go back there and bring her up so that he could put her somewhere, and he said to hurry, that there would be money in it for me. I came back there and found the lady lying flat on her back with a rope around her neck. The cloth was also tied around her neck, and part of it was under her head, like to catch blood. I noticed the clock. It was 1:04. I came back and told Mr. Frank the girl was dead, and he said, "Shh." He told me to go back there by the cotton box, get a piece of cloth, put it around her, and bring her up. I saw her hat and a piece of ribbon lying down, and her slippers, and I took them and put them all in the cloth. Then I tried to carry her, but she was heavy, and I called to Mr. Frank to help me. He caught her by the feet, and I laid hold of her by the shoulders. Then he got the key to the elevator, and we took her to the basement where I left her. I opened the cloth and rolled her out on the floor. We both went up to his office. He looked out of the door and said, "My God, here is Emma Clark and Corinthia Hall. Come over here, Jim." He put me in the wardrobe and they came in there and I heard them go out. Mr. Frank came and said, "You are in a tight place. You done very well." He took a cigarette and a match and handed me the box of cigarettes and I lit one. Then he said, "Can you write?" And I said, "Yes, sir, a little bit." And he took his pencil to fix up some notes. I was willing to do anything to help Mr. Frank because he was a white man and my superintendent. He sat down and I sat down at the table, and Mr. Frank dictated the notes to me. Then he pulled out a little roll of greenbacks and said, "Here is $200. I took the money. After a while, Mr. Frank looked at me and said, "You go down there in the basement and you take a lot of trash and burn that package that's in front of the furnace." I told him all right, but I was afraid to go down there myself, and Mr. Frank wouldn't go down with me. He said, "There's no need of my going down there." And I said, "Mr. Frank, you are a white man and you done it, and I am not going down there and burn that myself." He looked at me kind of frightened and said, "Let me see that money." And he took the money and put it back in his pocket and said, "You keep your mouth shut. That is all right. Why should I hang? I have wealthy people in Brooklyn." I said, "Mr. Frank, what about me?" And he said, "That's all right. Don't worry. Just come back to work Monday like you don't know anything and keep your mouth shut. If you get caught, I will get you out on bond and send you away. Can you come back this evening and do it?" I said, "Yes, I was coming to get my money." He said,